Listen to part of a talk about the history of Ireland.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our special talk today on the history of the Republic of Ireland. I say Republic of Ireland, of course, as we must differentiate between the Republic of Ireland, which is the southern part, and Northern Ireland, which continues to be tied to the United Kingdom. So, how did the Republic of Ireland come about? Well, first of all, there was Ireland, which was called Hibernia. It was then invaded by England and colonized. This went on for many centuries and was met with much resistance. Inevitably, people who opposed the king and British rule began to group together, and these people, the Irish rebels, planned a revolution. The most famous date of this revolution is known as the Easter Rising of 1916. The rebels took over the General Post Office in Dublin city center for 4 days. Eventually, the British army forced them to surrender, and many of the leaders of the revolution, such as Padraig Pearse, were sentenced to death. Although Britain regained control, the Easter Rising set the ball rolling, and after 4 years of struggle, Ireland was declared a free state in 1922. 6 of Ireland's 32 counties were retained by Britain, and these 6 counties are called Northern Ireland. The other 26 counties make up the Republic of Ireland.
Question 1. What was the original name of Ireland? Question 2. How long did the rebels have control of the General Post Office? Question 3. What happened to the leaders of the revolution? Question 4. How many counties were retained by Britain?